the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau. We didn't do the intro. We haven't done the intro in like 3 weeks.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's really true.
They know.
We went back to the old school intro.
How are the kids going to know not to listen to the show?
Guys, it's rated M for mature.
Here's the way you know not to listen to the show. Are you listening to it?
Yeah.
Stop.
No, or don't.
This show should not be listened to by anybody anywhere.
It's especially minors.
Yes. Nah, not going to make the joke. I love Ethan too much. Podzilla 1985 fans, welcome to After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Now, if you don't know what Podzilla After Dark is, that's when we're a little bit uncensored. We don't have to hold ourselves back. We can say the words we don't normally say. Mandy, give them a word we don't normally say.
Motherfuckers.
There you go.
She always sings it.
Yeah. She's excited.
I feel like... Motherfuckers.
Who's still saying it?
But didn't it sound more badass? Not all high pitched.
I want to send a quick happy birthday to Allie's cat.
Oh.
1 year old today.
1 year of pure terror.
The crowd goes mild. Shannon Young hosting tonight with you again. Wasn't here last night, and I'll tell you why here in a second. The Irish Daddy, Mr. 100, whatever. You know me by now. I do this so fucking much. Jesse Kimball's at the end of the table.
Hey!
Hi. You know Jesse.
That's true.
Good guy.
Unless this is their first ever episode of Podzilla 1985.
You picked the wrong one to start with.
Aw. It might be a good one.
This show is neither informative nor entertaining. It's just a place for us to, we cuss.
I mean, sometimes it's informative and occasionally entertaining.
We'll have some fun things to talk about tonight.
I mean, we are frequently entertained with ourselves on this show.
This is the Andy Kaufman of the Podzilla Network, this show.
I don't get that joke.
Andy Kaufman was a comedian who was notorious for making himself laugh and, like, just confusing the audience. Literally, he did a stand-up show once, and you know what he did during the entire show? He read, I'm trying to remember what it was. He read, like, a classic novel. And everybody kind of chuckled at first because they thought, okay, where's the joke? There was no joke. He read the entire novel. Yeah.
Wow.
So Andy Kaufman was a bit weird. They did a movie about him called Man on the Moon a couple years ago with Jim Carrey.
I actually liked that movie.
Yeah. If you've never seen it, I recommend it.
Because, I mean, I do know the name Andy Kaufman. Like, and I knew he was a comedian. That was the extent of my knowledge.
The one that always stands out in my mind is he has a little record player with the Mighty Mouse theme on it.
Yeah.
And he sits there and, like, lip syncs to it.
And he's, like, super awkward. And then when it does, the hero comes to save the day, he gets, like, really powerful.
Yeah.
No.
He just kind of, like, dances around. Like, I don't know what's going on until the chorus comes up.
That's cool.
Also remember him from that infamous David Letterman moment where he was with Jerry the King Lawler. And this is before everybody knew wrestling was fake. And Lawler got up and slapped the shit out of him, slapped him out of his seat. And Kaufman yelled at him, "I'm going to fucking sue you, motherfucker." And he's just like screaming obscenities at him live on the Letterman show. And that was pretty cool.
I think you have shown me that.
I think I've
actually
shown you that because that's pretty epic. Lindsay Wolfgang's here with us tonight.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm slowly getting out of my work mode.
Lindsay has PTSD.
Yes.
Over her car accidents.
I don't like it. I want to drive like a normal person.
I want to live like a normal person.
What is normal?
Let's hook up. A lot of people trying to do that these days. And to my left, looking ravishing tonight, by the way, and just the lovely dress and makeup and lipstick and just still has the douchey glasses. And I like that about her, to be fair. Mandy Kennedy.
Thanks.
Now you have some
news. She's accompanied by a hat.
But. It is. On the pop vinyl page it is. Because I never switched it over to the one you gave me because I forgot. Why are y'all dressed up? You had a meeting?
I had like an interview / meeting with creator / producer of an indie film. And I get to be one of three directors behind the scenes and help shooting it. So I'm really excited.
Now, here's what we're not going to do. I'm going to get into this. I want to find out more about this. What we're not going to do, we're not going to make any casting couch jokes about it. No casting couch jokes. I promise.
Okay.
That's solely for Lil Fitty Productions. This is completely separate.
This is very, very legit. Like, we're shutting down a street in Jackson.
What's the movie? What are you filming here? For?
It's actually kind of like hometown and based around here. He used to live here, but he moved out to LA and he's been out there for like 20 years.
What's his name?
Nick Murphy.
Doesn't sound familiar to me.
Not familiar.
He went to Jackson. He's made a lot of like indie movies and stuff, but he's shooting this one out here. And it's just like kind of from what I've gathered, I just got the script today, so I haven't read it yet.
Oh God, you sound like a big Hollywood insider. I just got the script. Haven't read it.
Like, I just got it a few hours ago and we just got done meeting. Pretty much this kid, makes films, and whatnot. And he has a crush on this girl, and he's on the brink of like deciding if he wants to leave the small town and go out big or if he wants to stay here because she kind of just told him she likes him and just going through the motions of that.
So this is not a horror movie?
No. No.
Well, you lost Shannon.
This is like
interest.
A 90s right up my alley movie.
Oh. And you're playing the girl?
No.
Oh. She's
behind the
camera.
I could,
know.
Though.
I'm aware. Just if there's anyone in this town that you could so easily fall in love with, it would be Mandy.
Oh. That's probably sarcastic, but I'm going to take it.
It was not sarcasm.
No sarcasm. No. Aww. Everybody loves you. So when does this start?
Not till May, unfortunately. About 10 months. What? Because...
Dude, it's July.
Yeah. They were trying to shoot it all in L.A., and he was realizing it wasn't working out because everywhere he looked outside or anywhere was palm trees and whatnot and not, like, a small town.
It didn't look hometowny.
And so he was like, why am I doing this here? So he's just... So, like, all the pre-production they've done, you know, he's got to start all over and get the budget and stuff.
I mean, this isn't the first time that we've had Hollywood at our back door. A couple years ago, they filmed
Gone Girl.
No, even before that.
Well, I don't even think much of that made it.
Home with Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, that one ended up not going to theaters.
Yeah, they cut most of our scenes, too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But Johnny Knoxville was down. Who else was down? Because I remember a bunch of my friends
going. Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris.
No, that was for.
That was Gone Girl.
Yeah, that was for Gone Girl.
Well, it's still an actor.
Okay,
though.
Well, you're already mixing me up on what movies are.
Oh, what was the name of that?
I'm trying to remember.
Kill Shot?
Yes.
Was it Kill Shot?
I think so.
But yeah, they were down here filming for that. And I was good friends with my ex-girlfriend, Holly James, at the time. And she told me, yeah, I just saw Johnny Knoxville at the bar. And my first reaction was, are you okay? did he do anything? Yeah, Kill Shot, starring Thomas Jane, Diane Lane, Mickey Rourke, Johnny Knoxville. I think Johnny Knoxville, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Maybe not.
Yeah, Johnny Knoxville was definitely in it.
I'm almost positive. Yeah. But anyway, I don't think it ever went to theater, and it kind of turned out to be a bomb. But then, yeah, they filmed Gone Girl here in Cape, which I know a couple people got to hang out with the actors.
Mm-hmm.
Not willingly by the actors, but
oh no,
they were there.
Wasn't this like after he was announced as Batman and everyone was like, Ben Affleck sucks and he's not going to do good? And
yeah,
then
Batfleck.
He came to Cape and everyone's like, oh my God, it's Ben Affleck. And I'm like, all you bitches were just hating on him.
Yeah.
But because he's famous and now he's here, you're like,
yeah. Well, yeah, that's what happens.
I was just like, you guys are ridiculous.
Then, I hate that.
And then I know a lot of people, apparently Neil Patrick Harris and Ben Affleck were both going to Health Point while they were here.
Yeah,
Anytime.
Gym.
I think it was Anytime Fitness.
I don't think
I think it was Health Point because I remember a picture of certain somebody posted, and I think it was.
I thought it was at Anytime.
I mean, it could have been both.
I remember a gym though. I do remember that.
Yeah, because he looked. I think it was. I saw the picture of him with Ben Affleck, and Ben Affleck looked jazzed.
Yeah.
To be taking that picture.
Uh huh.
When he got out of the gym.
Yeah, I'm sure that. Yeah, that's exactly when he wants to be. You know, talking to fans and stuff is right after a gym.
Yeah. I don't know.
Right after a workout.
I always felt like if anyone ever, and this actually happened at the CCW show when we got stopped by fans, they were like, hey, sign our chair. And we were like, why? Like, well, you guys do pro wrestling unscripted, right? Like, yeah, we'll sign our chair. You guys are legit. And like, we are? Okay. And then where I'm from, Illinois, they filmed U.S. Marshals right north of us near, Wycliffe, Kentucky, which is just 10 minutes away from where I grew up. And they actually, in the movie, if you've seen it, there's a part where Tommy Lee Jones specifically says Mountain City. And I was like, whoa! Of course, the bad part of that is that everyone from that area they got for that movie were all four teeth, all like redneck swamp hicks.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not what we're like.
Yeah.
This movie is not accurate.
It's kind of like, you remember Supernatural?
Yeah,
oh,
I was just
goodness,
thinking about that.
Oh, man. Yeah, because I remember they were talking about.
Town.
Yeah, because they were talking about, like, you know, coming down.
The ghost car episode?
The ghost truck. The racist
ghost truck.
The racist ghost truck. Because they were talking about coming down I-55, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if they're near going to Cape Girardeau. And then they get there. And yeah, they have us set up as this like backwoods like port town.
A fishing town.
Yeah, because there is a straight up like ocean nearby.
And a dock where people are just out fishing.
As opposed to just a dirty, dirty river.
Because I guess somebody read Cape Girardeau and they didn't really realize like,
They looked up the definition of a cape. They're like, oh.
All right. Because yeah, they filmed it in Canada, which is where most of Supernatural is filmed.
Yeah.
And yeah, they made us out to be this like racist, like hillbilly backwoods town.
That was terrible.
Oh, it was really unfortunate.
And wasn't there an X-Men comic? It was Magneto number one, wasn't it?
Yep.
Where Magneto came to Cape Girardeau, but it wasn't called Cape Girardeau.
It was a typo.
Yeah.
Because, Chris Edelman, shout out to Chris.
Oh, I remember this.
By chance he's listening. Yeah, he got to talk to the guy at, he showed up at a Kansas City Comic Con. And he's like, I'm actually from Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Because apparently the writer, I don't remember if it was the writer or the artist, one of the two, is from this area. And yeah, he talked about Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And yeah, it was typoed to Cape Girardine.
Yeah. Proud to be from Cape Girardine.
Cape Girardine,
or the
Missouri.
Way that Girardine.
And in fairness, in the Magneto comic, they made us out like way better.
Yeah. Like coffee shops and all that stuff.
Yeah, because there was like this really nice looking downtown area, right. Way nicer than anything we've got going on now.
If you've ever been downtown to Cape Girardeau, it's not.
I mean,
it's
they're making
shaping
it,
up a little.
It's
bit.
Not terrible. I've seen worse.
It yeah. is shaping up quite
a couple
a
years
bit.
Ago.
Mm. I mean, it's shaping up quite a bit, but it's nowhere near this. Like, yeah. This looked like really nice, big city, like, quaint downtown area.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, coffee shops all over the place, like, big town. It was actually done in a coffee shop, like, the scene.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Magneto just impales the dude that was talking to him with a bunch of poles.
Yes. Now, ironically enough, his son. Never mind. Yeah, you get it. We also, the American Gods novel. Part of that was written about Cairo, Illinois, which is also right close to where I'm from. Bob told me that one. So, yeah, we've had our run-ins with the Hollywood elite here. And now our own Mandy Kennedy is one of them.
Yay.
She's not even going to remember this show before too long. Mandy, we recording tonight? I don't have time for you people.
Whatever.
I have to go to my
I do
shrimp
get, like, credited,
party.
Though.
Shrimp party.
I do like shrimp, so, I mean, I'd go.
You going to get the guy on the show? You going to get the guy on the show? Bring him up and we'll talk about his movie?
I could.
I love doing interviews. I'd love to do it.
Yeah. He will be in town for a little bit longer and then he's going back out to LA.
Yeah. Talk to him. Yeah. I'd get him on Tuesday or something.
Okay.
Pick his brain.
Yeah.
So, that would be very, very cool. We do have some fun things to talk about tonight. Before we do though, I just want to address, last night. So, oh, never mind. Jesse's got something more important. Please do.
So I looked it up because I was trying to find, if I could see that panel so I could show Mandy the panel real quick. And so I Googled it, Magneto, Cape Girardine, Missouri. And, on Comic Vine, Cape Girardine, Missouri is listed as a real town. And it's the place where Magneto killed Dr. Eli Hatcher.
Okay.
Can we go spray paint ends on all of the...
No! No, there's enough spray paint around town right now. It is a little ridiculous.
Don't spray paint
I'm
ends.
I'm not. Oh, my gosh. I just thought it'd be funny. What is anything I say funny? You're like, no. You say shit all the time.
Women can't be funny.
Shannon. You just lost every point you had gained with Mandy throughout
the
show.
No. Who said it? Who said it? That's a legitimate. A comedian said that.
I have no
got
idea.
A lot of trouble for it. You know who?
No.
Jerry Lewis.
I don't watch comedians. I listen to
said
them.
Said that women shouldn't be comedians because they're not funny.
Hmm.
But, you know, of course, Jerry Lee Lewis was the singer. Okay, Jerry Lewis, the king of comedy, the originator of Flubber, and Professor Gas Can. What was his name? Professor Nuggets. What the fuck was his name?
I don't
name?
Even want to know his name.
The Nutty Professor.
Okay, I was like, where are you going with this? Because I thought you were trying to come up with the name of the professor from Flubber, and I'm like, but...
No. Now, here's how my brain works. Like, it's not like most people. I'll get, like, random thoughts in my head, and I'll go through them like a Rolodex. And it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. There it is. I don't just sit there and try to think of the right answer. I'll give you 20 wrong answers first, because I can't lose on this game show, so I might as well do it. But that's also part of the problem, the way my brain works. It's not wired like everybody else. And that's why I didn't do the show last night. Because on Tuesday, we did, I want to explain this for the two people that said, hey, why didn't you do PWU last night? By the way, thank you, Johnny Atwood. No, he didn't do it. Fuck you, Johnny. No, I don't mean that. I love you, Johnny. Point is, we did the show on Tuesday, and I don't know if I've ever described to you my frustration sometimes when we do these shows and everyone wants to be a part of it. Everybody's like, I want to be on the show. Let me be on the show. I want to be on it. Let me talk and all this. And then we get on the show. And then sometimes I just go crazy and I'll look out at the people recording with me. They're on their phones, which Lindsay is right now.
I'm always on my phone.
Or like on Tuesday, Allie was just kind of staring off into nothing. And I remember just thinking, I don't know why that night got me so bad, but I remember thinking like, you people aren't doing me any favors by being here. Just for the record. Like, I don't need you here. I can do this for an hour on my own. I've done it before. So if the only reason you want to be here is just so you can say you were here, and then you want to stare off into nothing and get on your phones and not care about the conversation, and then I have to draw you in constantly because you don't really give a shit, well, then just don't be here. And then I got upset about it, and I went home, and I stewed and fumed for a day. And then that just gave rise to the depression part of me that realized, well, nobody really likes you. They don't care about you. They don't obviously don't care, because look at this. So I sat there for a day and a day and a half, and I just stared at a wall all last night, and just didn't feel good. And it eventually broke. And when it broke, I realized that I was wrong. And that, you know, I was just being hard on myself and hard on everybody else. I was just kind of being, I don't know. I can't describe it. My brain doesn't work correctly. So I was going to do the show today. I messaged Jesse and I said, hey, if you're going to do the show tonight, do it. I won't be here. I don't care. I'm going to take an extended leave of absence. I'm just going to go away for a while. And like I said, it broke, and I realized that I was being wrong, that I was the one that was not thinking correctly. So I said, let's do the show. I'll come on and explain what happened, and there it is. So,
yeah, and I did apologize because I was one of those people.
I feel my face getting warm. Well, I don't know if it looks that warm, but.
You got a little heated for a second.
That happens to me all the time.
But no, and I did apologize to Shannon because I was one of the people that was talking on my phone. I had a valid reason that I'm not going to break on air.
No, and you know, it was so easy for me to go, well, no one cares. You're coming on the show and you don't care. You're on your phone. You're looking around like you don't care. But that's not it. You know, it's just Lindsay's comfortable on her phone and talking. She just does that.
I zone out more if I'm not doing something with my hands.
Allie is shy and she kind of looks around. You know, everybody is fine. I don't know why I got so upset. I think it's because I don't feel like anyone really wanted to do the show on Tuesday. And I almost felt like I was badgering everybody into doing it. But then everybody's like, no, we want to do it. Let's do it. Like, okay, let's do it. And then it felt like nobody really wanted to. And I don't know. I just got upset about it. But, yeah. You know, so I didn't do the show last night. But even though I didn't do the show last night, I want to say Asa did a great job. Asa was fantastic in the leading role. I don't know why he's always so nervous about this and he thinks he can't do it. He's perfect. Asa is my right-hand man on PW, and he completely fills in when I'm not there. Dalton did a great job. Allie did a great job. Dalton ran the audio, and he did a good job on that. I think he turned himself down a little too much because I told him, you spike so much. So I think I'm paranoid. Yeah. So I want to apologize to Dalton for that. But everything's fine. Everybody's fine. And depression sucks.
It's a terrible thing.
It's a terrible thing to have your own mind work against you. In ways that you cannot describe. You know, you think you understand it and you think you can work yourself out of it and you think you're above it, and then it happens and you find yourself staring at a wall for hours at a time, hating everything and everyone. And you start to wonder, like, and the worst part is when you stop and you're like, what was that? That was weird. And you realize that was 7 hours ago you started it, you know? So yeah, Allie wants me to go to a doctor. I've been to a doctor for depression. I don't like the pills they give you. Plus, you know how they diagnose me with depression? Because I am clinically diagnosed with depression and anxiety. You know how they diagnosed me with depression? I still remember it. It was at urgent care, first off.
I just remember you thought you had a heart attack, or you were having a heart attack.
Well, that was the anxiety. Yeah. I'd already had depression before that.
Oh, okay.
But it was still at urgent care. The anxiety's legit. Like, I'll give you that. But the depression was like, do you feel sad sometimes? Yeah. Give them some Prozac. Not the best testing, really.
No, not at all.
I mean, it really goes to show, like, there is a serious mental health issue and how, like, literally everyone treats mental health at this point. More than significant portion of the population treats mental illness.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we even talked about it on Tuesday a little bit. The video that Allie had posted and I'd seen there, just what it would be like if we treated physical ailments like we do mental ailments.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a really funny video, but at the same time, really sad because it was really, really accurate.
Well, I'm one of those, even though I've been diagnosed as being depressed, I'm one of those people that I say I'm depressed, but it's almost jokingly. I don't think I'm actually depressed. And I'll tell people that I don't think I'm depressed. Everybody gets sad, don't they? Everybody has bad thoughts. But it's not until, like, last night, again, when you've been staring at a wall for 7 hours and you, the last time I talked to anybody, I talked to Bob and I was quizzing him on where he kept his gun and I didn't even realize it.
I don't like when you play that game.
I don't either. But, you know, I don't want to go to the doctor because I don't like I don't like drugs. So.
Yeah, and a lot of times, like.
That's pretty much all they're going to do. It's like, here, take this. You'll feel better. But like, this, and this might happen.
Yeah, all these
or like last time, you'll just be a robot and not feel nothing and be apathetic to everything.
And I can't do that. Not with this show.
Yeah, I mean, and what that really means is they gave you, and the really, really unfortunate thing about like depression and other mental ailments like that, it is a legitimate chemical imbalance that's causing it. Right. Like there, you have too much of some chemicals, not enough of another. So you take the pills to try and correct it, but there's no way other than trial and error to figure out which chemicals are off.
Right.
So like the first time you went, you were prescribed something and it was not for you.
No, it made me a little robotic. It meant my weenie couldn't stiffen.
Erectile dysfunction.
I say that jokingly, but it was frustrating. Like real talk, like be adults for a second. As a man with someone that you love very much and you're amazingly attracted to and you can't do anything with them because you can't. Like, you just can't. That lent more to my depression. Cause then I didn't even feel like a man. You know, I felt like, I don't know what I felt like. Not even human.
Yeah, I mean, I remember you were really, really, well, I mean, I want to say that you were really upset, but mostly you were just like, well, this is really unfortunate that happened. I'm going to stop taking these pills.
Yeah. And then there was 2 weeks of sweating and shaking violently because I went cold turkey, which I don't recommend if you're on any kind of depression medication.
Yeah, you are not supposed to do that.
But I did because I'm tough. I can handle it.
You're stubborn is what it is.
I am stubborn. I'm a character. That's what they used to say.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you go again, just, and if they try to prescribe that same stuff, well, see, just say, like, hey, that didn't work.
And that's what I told Allie. I'm like, I can't afford pill hopping. I just can't. I can't afford to go to the doctor every 2 weeks to try a new pill. I can't afford all these medications. I don't have insurance. I've been waiting for open enrollment for insurance because I don't have insurance through work. So I've been waiting for open enrollment in Obamacare. I thought it was like 2 or 3 times a year. It's not. It's once a year.
Yeah.
So I can't do anything until next year.
Well, you can do anything until November if it doesn't get completely killed.
Yeah, if there's even an Obamacare to do, because now they're talking about repealing it with nothing in place. And it's when you get older and you start having these problems that you start to realize how fucking important that shit is, like insurance and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating.
That's why we need to move to that single-payer system. But moving on.
The what?
Universal health care, et cetera, et cetera. We've talked about it before.
On this show?
Yeah, we don't need to talk about it anymore.
Okay. What about Common Core?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that one, too.
Hey, did you hear about Hobby Lobby?
Was it the thing about them?
We're getting off the depression now.
Yeah, was it?
I just want to, one more time, just want to say that I love you guys. I do. Every single one of you. And that Asa did a fantastic job. So let's all give an applause to Asa.
Yay, Asa.
Yeah.
Oh, and Dalton and Allie. Shit, I can't leave them out because they're going to depress. Everyone forgets Dalton.
But, oh, no, we don't.
They're
all the time.
If I decide to quit this podcast, whether it's because of my own mental health or if, God willing, I got a better job offer at a radio station or something, I would leave you in a heartbeat. And I know you guys would do fine without me. So, assuming you'd want to, because I know Nerd Up would be fine and Pro Wrestling and Script would be fine. It's the Tuesday and Thursday show that I worry about because they're so random, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I could do a Tuesday show with Asa.
You could do a Thursday show.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I mean, I'd do a Thursday show, I guess, with Dalton, because I know Asa doesn't want to do every single show that we do.
Nor should he, man.
Yeah, no, that's too much. That's
Asa
too much
does
for one man.
So many shows already.
Yeah, he does all but this one.
Thankfully, America loves Asa.
That's true. That's really true.
And Dalton.
Also true.
I don't have to say Allie, because she's not listening. Dalton is. Okay, so Hobby Lobby.
Is it the...
There's no coincidence or connections there. Don't even try to make them. Let's just go right to Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby, and one of the few things I did want to talk about tonight. Did you hear about this, Mandy?
Nope.
I always want to do my Jay Leno on this. Like, hey, Kev, did you hear about this? Mike Tyson.
I think you do that to me after that, too.
I do.
And then you say that.
I have to explain it because it's a shitty, shitty Leno impersonation.
Yeah,
tell me about Hobby Lobby, though.
So Hobby Lobby got hit with a $3 million fine.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
I think she has heard the story.
Yeah, no, yep. I saw.
Well, what other story could it have possibly been, Mandy?
I know,
about
right?
their sales? Christmas trees are half off right now? So Hobby Lobby got busted for basically stealing artifacts from Iraq. for their biblical collection. Because as it was explained to me, apparently Hobby Lobby has a collection of like biblical artifacts because they're the holiest retail chain in the world. I don't know.
Closed on Sundays.
They sure are, Meg. Fuckers. That's a whole other story. But yeah, I just think that's very funny that Hobby Lobby, the super Christian store, got busted for stealing holy artifacts.
Smuggling, too.
Yes, which they now have to give them back and pay a $3 million fine.
Yep. I'm okay with that.
Like, Hobby, like, is there... Like, what Hobby Lobby had these, or like,
it's all one big thing.
Corporate.
Yeah, but there apparently is a home store where all of these, I guess the Hobby Lobby Biblical Museum is. I'm gonna look this up real quick.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Maybe yeah, there's a Bible museum.
Hobby Lobby.
Huh?
Museum just owned by Hobby Lobby, probably.
Maybe. Oh, Hobby Lobby. Man, that store sucks my money out, though. I'll tell you, I'll go in there. And I'll be like, I didn't even know I needed one of those on my wall, but I do now that I've seen it.
Holy smokes, this thing is huge.
I
knew
there was a point in time I was doing good if I got out of the store without spending $40.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Hobby Lobby.
$40, jeez.
It's all right, do you guys know where the National Mall is?
Yeah.
Which?
I don't know, I've never been to the National Mall. But
I was thinking Mall America.
It's near the National Mall. They have a museum being built. They have over 40,000 biblical artifacts.
Oh my God.
I didn't know there were that many. I mean, at 40,000, does that mean the Bible's real? That's true? If you've got 40,000 artifacts from the Bible, that sounds like, oh shit, I need to go to church, maybe.
Well, I mean, like, we can be sure that the Bible was written by people. Well, we know that it was written by people around that era.
But they found, like, I don't know, like, I have to see what these artifacts are. Because if they found, like, Jesus's, like, skull or something, then...
Podzilla goes to the National Museum road trip.
Pretty sure Allie would be the only one allowed in. The rest of us would burn at the door.
That's fine.
I think I'd be all right.
Mm. Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, I mean, like, if you rewind the tape,
no.
You threw all of us under the bus saying, like, I think I would be all right.
Well, Shane already threw you under the bus saying you'd burn at the door.
I'm just
honest. I know I'll burn at the door.
I'm sorry, I'm sticking up for myself.
You go, girl.
I mean, I'm just going to say
no.
It. No.
No.
Fine. I'm just saying.
I'll see you at my poker table in hell, motherfucker. I didn't sing it that time, I don't think.
We're at an impasse.
So now she is going to hell.
Yeah. Yep.
And apparently she's going to have a poker table.
I am.
At which there is a spot reserved for me.
Liquor
I
in
like
the
poker.
Liquor in the front, these. Poker in the rear. Yeah. I saw that on a shirt once.
That's not going to help in hell.
That was a terrible, terrible shirt.
I mean, they're not the worst shirt I've seen, though.
What's the worst shirt you've seen? I'm curious.
The Making Bacon shirt?
Goddamn Making Bacon.
No. Probably any of the ones that Joseph Goodman came into GameStop with.
Motherfucker, you take John Goodman's name and fame one more time.
I didn't, though. I just said John. Then I corrected to Joseph.
Well, how you constantly get that mixed up.
Same last name, same first, two letters.
Oh, I love John Goodman, though.
National treasure.
Yeah.
I would never want to associate John Goodman with Joseph Goodman. And that's... Oh, I'm putting real names on blast again. I'm going to try not to do that.
I don't think he's a listener.
No, he's definitely not.
Paint a picture. Paint a picture for the audience. The ones that don't know who we're talking about. The people that are listening from, like, Quebec right now.
And from here on out.
Josh Allen up in Canada. Let them know who we're talking about.
We're just going to refer to him as Stinky Goods.
Stinky Goods. Dropping the hottest mix album of 2017.
Skiffle.
No.
Yucka, yucka, yucka. Skiffle would never associate with this man.
No.
Anyway, so yeah, Stinky Goods.
Lindsay's broke.
Lindsay's real broke. He's about 6'5", 6'6", something like that. He's a pretty tall guy. He has a ponytail with a massively receding hairline. You can smell him when he enters any given room. Him and his wife, they have a daughter, which they abuse, and have had DFS called on them numerous times.
Shit. Yeah, ain't lying.
I'm not. I don't like this guy at all.
She dressed up like a schoolgirl once for Halloween, remember?
I do. You remember when she told us that she was pregnant?
We didn't know.
And then we didn't know until she wheeled a baby in one day.
Because nothing looked different. So Stinky Goods, he's the same guy that wore cat contacts.
We had to kick him out of both Gaming Grounds and GameStop. Well, yeah, he did that. He did that until they started making his eyes hurt, and then he tried returning them for cash.
Yeah, I just want to point out that he wore them for months.
Yeah,
every
months
time he came in, he
wore
them
without taking them out.
That's why he started making his eyes hurt, because you get bacteria and crap in there.
No, we're well aware.
Yeah, we don't even wear glasses. We're well aware.
What's your favorite shirt he wore? Because I can think of mine off the top of my head, but if it's the same one, I don't want to steal.
All right, are we going favorite as in like
the one that made you shake your head the most? I go, what the fuck?
Okay, that was pretty easy actually.
Oh, I hope it's the same one. I'm thinking of.
It's the crystal from Star Fox,
and yes, it is.
Just turn around, bent over, just
full on anthropomorphic vagina showing.
Yeah, like full anatomy, there and ready to go. Interestingly, he named his daughter after this character.
Yes, he did, which makes you wonder.
Yeah. I feel really bad for that kid.
Yeah.
Like, he was getting DFS called on him at least, like, two to three times a year. And they never took the child away, which is baffling to me. Though I did actually see them fairly recently. They were walking into Best Buy, and they did not have a child with them. So, fingers crossed.
Government be fucking
that
up.
Little girl.
Or it could be old enough to stay home on its own.
That's
no,
positive.
I think that's two.
I'm pretty sure it was old enough to stay on its own, home on its own when it was two, because they just left it there.
Yeah, I mean, this little girl, yeah, just went full on Matilda, except without the, you know, the cool powers and the,
Wait, Matilda had powers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen Matilda.
Yeah, she moved stuff with her brain.
Well.
So she was
X-Men. Just read the book.
Which, by the way, I watched Logan finally the other day.
Oh, yeah? How'd you like it?
Brutal AF?
It was
very gory.
A little too brutal at times. Like, I thought it was a little over the top in parts. Like, I don't think you had to have Professor X say the F word so many times.
That felt
a bit out of place.
Like, Logan, sure. I could see him saying the F word all day and night. But Professor X, a little classier than that, so maybe not. Other than that, though, I really liked it. It was really good.
Yeah, see, I like to think of this as like an old, like, kind of senile, like...
Yeah, crotchety old...
This Professor Xavier was very different than the Professor X of, you know...
Because he had Alzheimer's, didn't he? Or something equivalent to Alzheimer's, where he was forgetful and...
Yeah.
And then that's how he killed a bunch of mutants and stuff like that. Yeah, it was a good movie. I liked it a lot. I would rank that probably in my top five superhero movies of all time.
I don't know if I would go that far, but I really, really enjoyed it.
I love the subtle realism about it. Like, the plot was so basic. Protect this little girl, get her away. That was it. That was the plot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that was the...
That was the basic of, yeah. basis of it. Now tell me the plot to Apocalypse. So what happened is there's this mutant who lives forever, but he has to transfer his soul into another person. So he does that, but then they lock him up. But then he gets out somehow, and then also he gets the Four Horsemen, and Magneto's family
died. He always
had
the Four Horsemen. He every time, you know, every life he's had, because he's immortal in that he transfers his body. Yeah, see, the more we talk about this, the less sense it makes, folks.
Yeah. Boy, I was disappointed in that movie. And they got Dark Phoenix coming out next year. Next year, Dark Phoenix comes out.
Is that just called Dark Phoenix?
Yeah, X-Men, Dark Phoenix.
Oh, that's, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I remember that
Let
now.
It go.
They just really, really want to do something with Phoenix. It's like Sony and Venom. They just really want Venom.
Aren't they doing a Cyclops movie too?
I wish.
Probably
I'd be
not,
happy if
though.
They just get the Magneto movie done.
No, that, at
did,
this
that,
point,
did that get bookshelved?
Yeah, they're giving up on that.
I just want Fox to give the property back to Marvel.
Or that.
At a time, they're in production. They had movies planned for Emma
Didn't
Frost.
Did they have one for Gambit?
Gambit. Yeah, well, Channing Tatum. I think his still is in production, isn't it?
Well, that one's in like some kind of weird limbo at this point.
Production hell.
Yeah.
And they've got the Venom movie coming out, which I do want to see because it's supposed to be a horror movie with Carnage as the bad guy.
Yeah.
If they go for the R rating, I'm there.
I mean, yeah,
Tom
I'll watch
Hardy.
It. Ooh, but
that boy's got abs.
Yeah.
He's got abs on abs. Have you ever seen Tom Hardy shirtless?
Probably.
Do you want to see it shirtless?
Yeah.
I mean, she's seen Batman Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, but that's a bad Tom Hardy.
Well, that's not a bad Tom Hardy.
I mean, like, you couldn't see his face. He's also very handsome.
He is very handsome.
Like, did you ever see the movie Lawless with Shia LaBeouf where they're like moonshine runners or whatever? He's in that. Yeah, anyway.
I still want to see Tom Hardy as Wolverine.
You don't need to now. You've got Diane, whatever her name is, as X-23. You had young, feral Wolverine in this.
Because I remember we talked about him being Wolverine.
Yeah, but he was all...
Who?
Yeah. Tom Hardy as Wolverine, because I remember that was Asa and I were talking about it a while back, mm-hmm. and he was like, "Well, who could we possibly get to replace, you know, Hugh Jackman? Like he's just a perfect Wolverine. He's just, you know, done really great." And I'm like, "Tom Hardy," and then Asa just immediately, "All right,
yeah." Tom Hardy is also the perfect Eddie Brock, because Eddie Brock from the comics is good looking, buff guy, and Tom Hardy fits the bill perfectly.
That's Tom Hardy.
He's the perfect husband.
Ooh, does he have all them tattoos in real life?
I don't think so.
Or is that
so.
For a movie? That might have been for that MMA movie. For a movie. Yeah. There's a great Tom Hardy movie I always tell everyone to go watch called, I don't remember. Help.
Just do that system you do.
All right.
You did everything wrong.
Okay, what was it about?
He was the prisoner. It was based on the true story of the only prisoner who's serving consecutive life sentences. And he's never killed anybody.
I know the movie you're talking about.
Because he's that crazy. Huh. Bronson.
Yep.
Yeah. If you want to see a good Tom Hardy movie, watch Bronson. He is amazing in it. And scary as shit. All right. Other thing I want to talk about.
Mad Max Fury Road's also really good.
He was Mad Max in the new Mad Max movie.
Yeah, I didn't get to see that.
I didn't like that movie as much as everybody else.
Yeah, well, I think that was just because I think you were like me in that movie was so hyped. Like
it was the second coming of
this was just like the greatest thing to hit cinema in centuries. And it was the same thing for me with John Wick. I remember Asa is actually involved in both of these stories. I really enjoyed the film John Wick. It was a great film, definitely worth seeing. It had been hyped up not just by Asa, but by a ton of people, and then when I watched it, I'm expecting, you know, again, the greatest action movie to ever hit the silver screen. And it was really, really good. Like, I really enjoyed it. It just wasn't...
It didn't live up to the hype.
That's
how it was with both Apocalypse and Keanu.
I still haven't seen Keanu.
Keanu's kind of... Have you seen Keanu?
Nope.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope. It's with the kitty cat.
It's the gang... It's Key and Peele, and they have the kitten that gets abducted by, like, thugs. So they have to pretend to be thugs to get the kitten back. And, like, that part is cute. Like, the whole part with Keanu the kitten is adorable. It's the rest of the movie that, like, when we went to go see it, there's like old white people in there because I guess they thought Key and Peele's them funny colored folks from Comedy Central. And, well, that's what they think. I'm not. And then it's also about a kitten, but they left within 30-40 minutes of the movie.
So it was Clerks 2 all over again.
It was, because this movie was very much an urban comedy, mm-hmm. like in the sense that it was mostly a black cast, a lot of N-words being thrown around, and the white people were getting very uncomfortable.
Okay.
So, too many N-words, not enough kittens.
I'm wondering, so why did the white people leave Clerks 2?
And I'm trying to remember the exact...
Probably for the same reason.
Well, there weren't a lot of N-words in Clerks 2.
No, there weren't a lot of black people in that either.
I think it was the part where they... I want to say it was the part where they walk up to the wall.
Because it was pretty early on that they left.
Was it the part where Jay's sitting there and there's just the sign, the graffiti in the back that says, "Eat pussy"? And he's like, "We totally do."
Maybe.
But there was some part
that
of the movie.
That was at the very beginning.
They left so quick.
Yeah.
And I remember we looked at each other and they're like, "What the fuck were they thinking they were walking into?"
Uh-huh. As they saw Jay and Silent Bob, like, "I know that stoner."
What? I didn't know Nate liked that movie.
He didn't. That's why he left.
I don't know if he was old enough to get into that movie.
No, probably not.
Mentally, he's still not.
Correct.
So we only have about 20 minutes left because this show has just flown by.
It's true.
You're close to getting that jacket.
Yeah.
You get that jacket, and then when you get home, jack it off.
Wait a minute.
Take the jacket off.
If I take it off.
Did you hear about this? This made me laugh, and I think you guys mentioned this on Tuesday, but if you didn't, I'm going to mention it now. The NPR...
No, we didn't mention it on Tuesday.
And the Declaration of Independence?
Yeah.
You heard this story, though?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
I don't think I did.
It's so wonderful.
So the NPR every year, it's a tradition that goes back, I think I read, like 30 years or so. They read the Declaration of Independence on the radio, the entire thing, on the 4th of July, right? Well, this year, to add to it, they also tweeted it out, by line, the entire thing. And Trump supporters went nuts because they thought it was about Trump. All the parts talking about King George and the tyranny and stuff like that, they thought they were talking about Trump, and people got pissed.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it was actually really funny. Like, a lot of people were tweeting stuff out like, "This is why you're getting defunded."
I'm looking at that one right now. There's a couple here I really like. DG Davies said, "So NPR is calling for revolution. Interesting way to condone the violence while trying to sound patriotic. Your implications are clear."
Yeah. And it's like, oh, yeah, I guess we're really seeing how bipartisan NPR is and all this other stuff. really, really funny stuff. Just people that are really, really, really dumb.
Melissa Martin posted heavy sigh with asterisks. So you know she's upset. Propaganda, is that all you know how? Try supporting a man who wants to do something about the injustice in this country. He sure does, bitch. He sure does. Oh, yeah, and there's a bunch of good ones. I'm looking at Washington Post right now. People saying, please stop, this isn't right.
Yep.
That's just great that people could, one, they didn't know what the Declaration of Independence was, which is fine, because, I mean, if you read me the Declaration of Independence, I probably wouldn't know it word for word. But the people that, instead of fact-checking, just immediately jumped on it and decided that this was talking about Donald Trump.
I'm sure that...
That is the culture he creates, by the way.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That is the culture he creates.
Also, at some point when they had to have realized, like, oh, they were just rereading the Declaration of Independence, they had to think, like, oh, if we thought they were talking about Trump and they are actually reading the Declaration of Independence. But no, there's no way those lines are not close enough to get, like, those two dots, because they're only two.
Yeah.
Only two dots to connect.
Two dots.
They are not close enough together to make that straight line.
Right.
It's just, they can't do it.
It's funny to me that they can't put that together and realize that maybe their guy's not on the up and up.
I still just don't understand, like, how anybody out there, like, I can understand, you know what, you want to support Trump, you think he's going to do cool stuff, that's fine, or you think that he's going to be good for you. I just don't understand why you think at this point that he's still out to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with everything that we've seen come out of his administration.
And then I can feel people right now going, oh, here we go again, they're talking about Trump again. Every fucking week they have to talk about Trump. Because you dumbasses are sitting there criticizing the reading of the Declaration of Independence in support of Trump. That's why we keep talking about Trump.
Yep.
We gotta make it about him.
Because there are people out there that still believe that he's on their side. He's not. Unless you are, because you're not listening to the show. If you were one of the people that he's helping, you are certainly not listening to the show.
Well, you can't because they don't exist. Unless you're Russian.
Or if you're in the, you know, the 1%.
Yeah.
Like, if you were, like, filthy friggin' rich, you are loving Trump. Every bit of this administration is great for you. That's about it.
All right, let's stop talking about Trump.
All right.
I'm going to talk about something fun. We have 15 minutes left or so. Something that Lindsay will want to talk about. Because we never talk about anything you want to talk about.
Okay.
Do you know what today is?
It's the 6th.
It's the anniversary.
Of?
It's our anniversary.
No, it's Pokemon Go.
It's Pokemon Go.
Well, technically in Australia.
Oh, fuck
yourself. We didn't get it till tomorrow.
That's not true. I had it today.
Well, that's because you were bad.
I was. Yeah.
Everybody could just get that.
I caught a Dragonair last night.
Pokemon Go turns a year old today or tomorrow, depending on how uppity you are. And they have an event. Did you see the event?
No, I'm going to work all day.
Do you have a phone?
I'm not allowed on my phone at work.
Weren't you on your phone talking to me on Facebook?
On break.
Could you check it on break?
I was talking to you. I wasn't checking Facebook.
To be fair, you're just on your phone for like 40 minutes.
I don't get I wasn't on Facebook on it. I don't like getting on Facebook on my phone.
Not even on Facebook. I just saw this on Reddit. Because I know the event as well.
You can catch it. Don't sip your little drink there and look sad at me. You can catch a Pikachu with Ash's hat.
I want
Sweet.
It.
I need
but I can't even find a normal Pikachu, so how am I going to find that one?
If it's There'll anything like the Santa Pikachus. Like,
I never saw any of them.
Oh, man,
you should have went to Indianapolis. All right,
just for the record, you know what you sound like right now? You sound like
a whiny little kid.
I just hear him. That's the voice we used to do for Mimi, too.
Mimi.
Thank God she's
not listening. I shared something else fun that's stupid that's supposed to be going on tomorrow. Well, no, the Cyndaquil, but tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
Is Ringo Starr's birthday.
Who?
Ringo Starr.
Yeah, he posted a video today.
And at noon, he wants everybody to just put up their fingers and say peace and love so that a wave of love goes all over the world.
The Beatles guy?
Yes. Yeah.
He also was on Thomas the Train.
I was going to say, as a kid, I knew him more from Shining Time Station before I knew he was a Beatle.
Shining Time Station.
That's what it was before it became Thomas and Friends.
I just know Thomas and Friends because Mikey
always watched
it. Because
Ringo Starr and Dee Dee Con.
And those were creepy as shit.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Jesse just fluttered his eyes at me.
I'm at a loss right now.
What is Shiny Town?
Shining Time Station.
Shining Time Station.
Shining Time Station.
Shining.
Yeah,
it was a live action thing they put together with Thomas the Tank Engine. It's where you first got Thomas the Tank Engine, and then they got rid of it and just had Thomas and Friends and just did the stuff with the trains. I have a little brother. He liked it. I watched it too.
Blame your little brother.
I do on quite a few things.
Yeah, the only thing I had ever seen Thomas the Tank Engine in was that Skyrim mod.
The only thing Thomas ever did for me was kill villagers.
He was an Ant-Man.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
The giant version of it. And I went, no, because Mike was obsessed with Thomas at the time. And I was like, it's coming to life.
Please don't terrorize my child. Please don't terrorize my child.
So I should go through that Wesley was obsessed with it and had all the toys. And yeah.
Yeah.
My cousin.
What channel
too.
Was that on?
PBS.
No, we didn't watch that channel at the Young household.
I know.
Didn't watch that channel at my household either.
It was the news.
Occasionally we would flip over there if like we happened to catch like Arthur or something was on.
Yeah.
And my mom's stories. I used to watch Days of Our Lives.
I'm sorry.
No. Young and the Restless. That was my mom's
I'm sorry.
Channel.
My mom's soap was definitely Days of Our Lives.
My mom, both.
Both.
Not that I can say anything. I'm named after a soap opera actress.
Lindsay Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
First try, really?
Yeah.
No.
Because my mom was watching soap operas while she was pregnant with me.
What about the middle name?
Benet? That's because if I was a boy, my name was going to be Ben, and they were going to call me Benny.
Oh.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Hey, ask me about my name.
What about your name, buddy?
My first name, I was named after a river in Ireland because I'm Irish.
Is that true?
Yeah. That's true. Hmm. My middle name is after my dad. Like all of the men in my family were Lee. My dad's name, I heard it once they wanted to name me after my dad. So I was going to be like Willard Lee Young II. Boy, I'm glad I didn't get that one. Can you imagine any kid now named Willard?
Let me just get called Will.
That's a rat's name.
I would call you Will or Willie.
Did you know Willard is a rat's name?
I feel like I do know that, but I'm not sure. Rat?
I can only think of three Willards. There's Fred Willard, and that's a last name. There's Willard the Rat, that's a horror movie. And then there's Willard Scott, and he used to do the weather and birthdays on NBC. Mm-hmm. Remember? He was Ronald McDonald too, I think. I'm going to look this up. What about you, Mandy? Explain your entire name.
I don't know. My dad always jokes that I was named after the song Amanda by Boston.
And yes, Willard Scott is still alive too. Good for him.
Wow.
Had that unfortunate news today that Stan Lee's wife passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Because I saw Stan Lee a picture and it said dead at 9:03. I was like, uh-oh.
It might be coming soon now, though. Happens in threes.
That was the first thing I said. Well, not only that, if you're
that
not
long together.
Spouse, yeah.
Losing your wife when you're that
especially of like 70 years or something like that.
My dad's parents, my grandmother passed, and then my grandfather passed almost a year to the day.
We didn't think my dad was going to last long after mom died, but he hung in there.
Yeah.
He was a stubborn bastard. Yeah.
Whenever, that whole family, like, okay. I've talked about before, my stepdad passed in 2015, and he was like, you know, an actual dad to me. My real dad is a terrible human being.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah. So, right, 2 months before he died, we were actually in Nebraska for his dad's funeral. And then we went back to Nebraska because that's where we ended up burying my stepdad's ashes. Anyway, he was much too tall for a casket. That was reasonably priced. my stepdad was 6'6".
Woo.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, we had him cremated. Then we buried the ashes. Anywho, then I think 4 months after he died, his mom died too.
Yeesh.
Yeah, so it all just kind of like that hit real fast.
Yeah, I especially feel bad for remember Albert Casper?
Yeah,
who called us libtards?
Yes,
who's Ryan's brother? You know, his mom was it? I think it was his brother Jason, who I was friends with, died first. I still don't know how. All I know is he went out to his car and sat out there for a while, and they found him dead the next morning. And then like 2 weeks, 3 weeks after that, his mom died because she got swept away in one of the floods and drowned.
Oh, wow.
In her car.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. And as much as like, I like Albert, I know I've blocked him just so I don't have to listen to his, because he said one particular thing that really pissed me off at a time when I wasn't in the mood to be pissed off. But I felt really shitty about that. I mean, that's terrible. Lose your mother and your brother like within a month of each other.
Yeah, that's awful. Super rough.
Yeah. So that reminds me of something I saw today. We only have about 7-8 minutes left, but I have to mention this.
I was going to say, let's get back to Happier, and then no. Mandy can finish talking about her name. Go ahead, though.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to finish your name?
No, I don't care.
Okay. What about you, Jesse, real quick?
My first name, I was named after my uncle. And my middle name, it's a family name on my mom's side. Like my grandpa, my uncle, my great uncle, and so on and so forth, all have the middle name Lee.
Hmm.
And, my first name was actually a compromise. My dad, I was named after my uncle Toby. But, my dad wanted to name me Taubert.
Taubert! Oh, I would have fucking punched you.
What just if you on guys principle. Had the same first name since you have the same middle name?
Well, sure as shit, my family wasn't going to name me Taubert.
Just imagine, we could have been Willard and Taubert.
Oh my God, that's the William worst Tom. Traveling salesman. Hello, friends, Willard and Taubert.
Yeah, so it would have been Willie and Toby. So my dad really wanted to name me Taubert, but my mom outright refused. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Good call.
So the compromise was my Uncle Toby's middle name. He was Taubert Jesse Kimball.
Hmm.
So I got his middle name.
You changed your name to Latrine? What was it before? Shithouse. It's a good change. So I saw a sort of friend that I've met recently through CCW. He posted something today about how he got his, and I want to put him on frustrate too much, but it was a good news that he passed this application thing for a job or something, and everybody's really happy about it, but he ended it by saying, God is great. And I just want to just go out on a limb, not a limit this time, and I just want to tell you how much I hate that fucking phrase. God is great whenever something good happens to you. If you believe that something good happened to you because God did it, then you also must believe that God killed a 2-year-old. Because God is not going to go out of his way to help you for no reason at all and let a 2-year-old die in the most horrible way.
In fairness, a lot of them do.
God ain't great.
God called one of his angels.
The way they phrase it is just, God has a purpose. Like there's purpose and somebody just about.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. Someone about to meet God out there.
they look at it as everything happens for a reason. It's that whole shit.
They just don't point out the bad stuff.
Right.
When good things happen, they say, "Oh God, this is God's plan. God is great." But when something terrible happens, like the 10-year-old girl who was raped for a year, then killed and dismembered and thrown in the trash, they don't talk about that.
Well,
because if that's a part of God's plan, then God is really fucking weird.
Yeah, and that's I could be wrong here, but I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, it's part of Calvinism, is a branch of Christianity.
Yeah.
That I heavily disagree with. Like, I really don't like the predestination is what it's
that
called.
Everything is part of God's plan. That yeah,
because in my opinion, you cannot have both free will and predestination. I understand that and this was back like in my Christian days, like I got kind of into this. I understand that if God is, all seeing, all knowing, he knows exactly what's going to happen. That doesn't mean it's his plan.
Right. That you can do whatever you want, but he knows you're going to do it.
Right. And that, yeah, sure. I get it. He knows.
Sure.
Yeah. Like he knows what you're going to do and when you're going to do it.
Right.
Because time is nothing to him. Like he sees time differently than we do, etc. Whatever you want to phrase it, that's fine. But like, I don't believe that you can have predestination and free will. It does. The two don't make sense.
I think I've mentioned this on the show before. I want to mention it again. Neil deGrasse Tyson, one of my he was on Chelsea Handler's show a while back. Yeah. One of my favorite things he ever said, because she asked him, "Is there a God?" And I don't know if he believes in a God or not. Probably not. And that's, it's actually the ratio of scientists that believe in God versus that don't is actually a lot closer than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was like 10%. Do and 90% are like, you guys are stupid, but it's close to 50-50.
I mean, that ratio is about correct for creationism.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, as far as like a God existing, yeah.
But when he was on, he told her when she asked, is there a God? He said, if there is a God, he is either all powerful or he's all good. He cannot be both. And that's true, because if God is all powerful and he can stop everything bad from happening, then he's not good because he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he is good, then he can't stop everything from happening, because if he was good, why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. I don't want to take anything away from this guy's accomplishment because I'm very proud of him and he should celebrate. But whenever I see people post things like God is great when something good happens, it just irks me. And I don't even hate God. Well, I kind of hate God, but I don't disagree that there is a God. Like I'm not an atheist by any means. But I just, that bothers me. That just bothers me.
You and I have talked about it before and we kind of have the same like general agreement where, because I think there absolutely could be a God.
A God.
Yeah.
Not the Christian God.
Right.
Right.
I'm very convinced. Very convinced.
But with that said, if you are a Christian listener, we are in no way saying you are wrong.
No, because we don't know.
We don't know. You could be absolutely be right and we could be wrong. We're not. I would never make fun of a person for being Christian, ever, or any faith. I just wouldn't. Because what do I know?
I mean, to be fair, there are a couple that I would make fun of, like Scientology.
Yeah, that one's bullshit.
To be fair, like, not.
But don't say it, Jesse, because we can get in trouble.
I have seen people that even when they go through tough times or like something really bad is about to happen, I've seen them put like, this is just a test through God, or
yeah, like,
you know,
Job.
He'll help us through.
Yeah, I mean, and, the story of Job is a perfect example of that.
And so, like, there's not all of them that are just only, like, some of them do recognize, like, he's putting us through a test right now to stay strong with him and stuff like that.
I thought this, all right, we'll end with this, because you just reminded me. I thought I dreamt this, but it's real. So last night, I was laying in bed. I don't want to keep people awake when I'm in bed, because I sleep with like 30 people. Like, it's like a cat house where I live. And I don't want to keep people up. So I had my phone out with headphones, with earbuds in, right? And I fell asleep watching CNN. I'm very boring. I'm very flaccid usually. So, sorry. So I'm watching CNN, and I kind of fell asleep. And when I woke up, there was a commercial for Miracle Water. And
Miracle Water.
I swear to Christ, I'm not making this up. And in the commercial, the woman was talking about, I drank the Miracle Water. My man proposed to me. My mother just got out of surgery. Everything is good. I just got a new job. They're talking about all these things that happened to them from Miracle Water. And I'm like, that can't be real. I just looked it up. It is absolutely real. Peter Popoff, the controversial televangelist who amassed millions from a, quote, prophetic anointing that was later revealed to have come, at least in part, from information fed to him over a radio by his wife, Elizabeth, which I think is what they made the movie Red Light, I think was what it was called, the one with Robert De Niro that we watched that one night. Yes, long story.
I know the movie you're talking about.
He has a product called Miracle Water that he's selling that he promises if you drink this water, God will bless you. I cannot do it justice. Please, everyone, if you're listening to this, go to YouTube, look up Miracle Water and watch the video. If you watch that John Oliver special where he talked about televangelists and how much bullshit they are, and you're like, I can't believe shit like that ever existed. It still exists. And Miracle Water is the newest version of that. Please go watch it. Share in the, don't even comment on this page. Just share with each other. Let's spread the word about Peter Popoff's Miracle Water.
Also, we're saying it's a scam.
It's absolutely a scam. Don't go there thinking good things are going to happen. I thought about trying it to do a John Oliver style expose. Like, I'll take the Miracle Water, and let's see if anything good happens. Chances are it won't.
Chances.
You gotta believe that.
I drank the Miracle Water, and then I bought a pizza. The pizza was good.
Praise be the Miracle
Praise
Water.
Praise be Peter Popoff.
Boy, right. He wants your money.
So that's it. Go watch that. You will laugh a million times. Also, we want you to go over to Podzilla1985.com and listen to the older episodes. We got a lot of great content. We are over 2 years and getting close to 500 episodes.
Seriously?
Yes. Ooh. We are the most legit podcast that has ever existed.
I mean, I keep forgetting that we like record four times a week. Uh-huh. Right?
It used to be more.
Uh-huh.
We used to have the sports show, which was the most authentic show. I listened to one of Cody's episodes the other day just for fun. And I remember listening and going, God damn, he was good. Yep. I wish we had made a better play to keep him.
Yeah, we had some stiff competition in keeping him.
Yeah, from like legitimate things,
right?
But damn, we miss Cody.
Yeah, on top of the sports show, if you remember, we briefly had a comic book podcast
with the Marvelous Jesse and Chris, with you and Chris Edelman. Yep. That got canceled because of my gratuitous use of the N-word. And we had Hunter. He used to do pro wrestling and scripted with us. Although I think people would, you know, I'm not saying Zach was the weak link there, but people would agree that the new version of Pro Wrestling Unscripted is top notch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If I could only get Hunter on the show with us, I would just be in hog heaven. And that hog heaven was brought to you by Peter Popoff's Miracle Water.
Well, because you guys did have a show with you, Hunter, Asa, and Dalton, didn't you?
Never the four of us. We had one with me, Asa, and Hunter, and one with me, Asa, and Dalton. But we never got to do all of us together.
Hunter and Dalton?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I just wanted to make sure. Yeah.
That would be cool. All right. Anyway, yeah, Podzilla1985.com. Catch up on the old episodes. Go to patreon.com/Podzilla1985. Support us on there. Everything you do can help. Go listen to Press Start to Join. Support them also via Patreon. You can find them on Facebook and check their stuff out. I've started listening to them more and more because Dalton is a big proponent for Press Start to Join. They're great guys up there. And Villainous Grounds, the best coffee in the world. Go get your coffee there. Tell David and Mary Jo we said hi. Order the Mr. 100. I can't remember what it is.
It's a lot of chocolate. It's a lot of white chocolate. And regular.
Get yourself a JK while you're at it.
Can't. It's seasonal.
Shit. So is Lindsay's.
Really?
I think everyone's was seasonal but mine.
Yeah, mine's a hot chocolate, though. Mine's a hot chocolate, though, so mine was probably pretty good.
What was yours called?
Stuff. I don't know. Right.
I don't remember. To Villainous Grounds and say, I'd like to order stuff, please.
No, I
need to go up there soon again.
What do you work tomorrow?
I'm off at 6.
Candy.
Okay, I'll meet you there.
Okay.
All right.
Something
I'm hoping my Robotech comics
Candy Kennedy?
No.
No, Allie had the candy cane.
Allie had candy cane.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure mine was something to do
she was
with
so proud of that,
my
too.
Last name, though.
She was so proud of that.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mandy, but I don't
think
remember.
I can scroll back fast enough.
You can't, because I'm closing it down now. So you can go to the damn mall and get your jacket, Wonder Woman.
True. Oh, and coming soon.
Coming soon?
We're going to start beta testing a new website.
Oh, I don't know about all that. I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, I'm breaking it to Shannon, too, right here.
Thank you. We might be switching providers.
I have been experimenting with a new website.
He has.
And
It's not that we don't love Podbean, because Podbean's been very good to us.
Yes, they have.
But
they
we're
have.
Always looking to expand. We're always looking to shake things up. Like, and Lindsay's shaking
up her...
I
hope this is good experimentation and not scary
Kennedy,
experimentation.
Kennedy Countdown Coco.
Kennedy... all right. Go to Villainous Grounds, order yourself a Kennedy Countdown Coco now.
It's awesome.
Well, not right now, because they're closed.
They're closed.
Yeah.
All right. We're out of here. We'll see you guys on Sunday for Nerd Up. Thanks for listening. Thanks for putting up with us. We love you all. And God bless you, and have a great night.